Twin Cities Orthopedics is proud to be the official sports medicine provider for Tommy Athletics. TCO is trusted by some of the biggest names in sports, and they bring that same level of care to our athletes. Thank you, TCO, for being a part of our team. Visit TCOMN.com to learn more. Hello and welcome to Tommy Talks, the weekly podcast bringing you inside St. Thomas Athletics, where we'll get to know those who wear the purple and gray. I'm Corbu Status, and this week our guest is Chase Cheslock, freshman defenseman from the men's hockey team. We talk about joining the team mid-season, playing junior hockey, and getting drafted by the New Jersey Devils. We also talk about stoicism, the good and bad of being competitive, and much more. Now, here's our conversation with Chase Cheslock on another edition of Tommy Talks.
Chase, welcome into the podcast. We ask this question of everybody, and yours is a little bit unique because you joined midstream, even though you had committed, but why the University of St. Thomas?
As soon as I got on campus, it was the right fit. My mom came here as well, so that was another big influence on me.
Yeah.
And then I just believed in the faith and brother that Rico preaches. It really hit home because I come from a pretty tight-knit family, and we kind of had that same mantra back in high school, so it just hit home.
Yeah, and you kind of, going back and doing a little bit of research, it looked like you helped build Rogers to getting it from a fledgling, kind of struggling to get somewhere to a team that really pushed for the state tournament, a chance to kind of do the same thing here, right?
Yeah, our core age group and Sam Rinaldo, who just committed here, he was a big part of that. We wanted to stay around home, and we wanted to work with our buddies and just try and go as far as we could because Rogers had never been that far, and it was something that we took really close to heart and worked our butt off every day, and it was something really fun to be a part of.
So you commit to the University of St. Thomas, but you don't come to St. Thomas immediately, right? So tell me, where does it fall? Because you played junior hockey in St. Cloud and in Omaha. So did you commit somewhere in between there?
So I played for the St. Cloud Norsemen in the North American Hockey League to start my senior year before the high school season. Played 18 games there. And around October is when I committed to St. Thomas.
Okay.
And then I went, played my high school year, then went to Omaha to finish out the year. And then I started this year in Omaha as well, and then came into St. Thomas at Christmas.
Were you expecting to be in Omaha for a full season?
I was. Yeah. I had just been named the captain, and I was looking forward to doing the same thing in Omaha that I did in Rogers, try and help the team as the best I could. Yeah. And then St. Thomas called, and it was a good fit to come in.
Yeah, so what was that phone call like, right? Because all of a sudden, you're not expecting to be on campus. You expect a whole nother year to, like, grow and get better as a hockey player and not even maybe crack open a book for a while. And then all of a sudden, here comes St. Thomas ringing you up.
Yeah, it was just a Monday morning getting ready for practice in Omaha, and the coaches called and my dad called, and they had talked it over, and they thought it'd be a really good idea to bring me in now. I mean, they had some guys go out, and it'd be a good time for me to also grow and develop at the next level as well. And then, like you said, the only hesitation was that I hadn't cracked open a book in a long time.
Yeah. Were you nervous about that? I guess let me ask this. What part were you most nervous about, if at all, coming in midstream?
I think the biggest thing I was nervous about when I got here was gelling with the guys. But that was super easy, and that was knocked out the first day. That's been such a good group. And then the other thing has been getting back into the groove of school, but that kind of comes like riding a bike. Once you get your time management down, everything flows pretty well.
Because it's not like you were a bad student in high school. You had over a 4.1?
Yeah, I had a 4.0 in high school, so I had good habits.
Yeah. So tell me about your studying habits. Where do those come from?
I just always wanted to be the best student I could, just like I wanted to be the best athlete I could.
Okay.
I didn't see the point of just going to class and just going through the motions, because you don't do that on the ice rink either.
Yeah.
You want to go and you want to put your best foot forward, and especially because my parents said if you don't get good grades, you can't play.
So that helped too. But you weren't just like squeaking in like, what's a good grade? Like, you had to have at least a 3.0, 2.5?
Yeah, I always shot for a 4.0. That was my goal in high school. I mean, college, the classes are a little bit harder, but you still want to aim for that A.
Yeah.
I don't see another reason to go into a classroom and not give it your all.
Right. A little competitive that way, right? So did you have some friends who were like, oh, this, you know, Joey's really good at English, I want to be a little bit better than Joey at English?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. For me, for school, it was a really good opportunity to use yourself as competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want your next piece to be better than the piece before that. It's really hard to compare yourself in the classroom to other people because everyone's so different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like there's, there's different scores for different papers, but you just want to be better than you were the last piece.
Yeah. Best class, worst class?
In high school, it was math. Right now, it'd probably be accounting.
Yeah.
And then I'm not a huge English fan.
Yeah. It's a little different. I mean, especially compared, like, math, there's always a right answer, right?
Right.
English, it varies. It depends on interpretation. And
exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about math is there's always, you can always go back and check your work.
100%. I was just chatting with Maddie Clough about this, too, from the women's hockey team, and she loves math, and I really like math, too. I think it makes sense, right? So I asked Maddie this, and I'll ask you this. Do you have a favorite, like, math rule or something that just, like, the 9 rule makes sense? Anytime you multiply a number by 9, the answer is 1 less than that number plus whatever you need to get to 9. So 9 times 5 is 45, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. I think in accounting, I like when everything balances out.
Yes.
You feel really good about yourself.
Yes, right. It's zeros on both sides.
Debits and credits.
Yeah. That's a good feeling. So is that your major then?
I want it to be finance, but right now I'm just in general business.
Okay.
Haven't really decided. Just keeping all the doors open right now.
Yeah. What led you to that realm, that decision to go into either finance or business?
My dad is a salesperson, and his closest colleague at work was the chief financial officer,
mm-hmm.
and I followed him for a day for a class in high school, and it was just really interesting.
Yeah.
Just seeing the cash flow and how business operates from the financial standpoint was really cool.
Yeah. So what is the thing that you learned from that? Because I think a lot of people think, oh, this is a multi-million-dollar corporation, but they don't also maybe understand all of the costs that go into that. So they may be bringing in $1 million, but they're spending $1 million. Was there anything like that surprised you on that day?
I think the most intriguing part was always having money available. Because you can be making money, but it's not available to you to use right away.
Interesting.
And that's a big holdup that could happen throughout the industry. And I just thought that was really interesting because I always thought once you made money, once you made a sale, you get the cash right away. But that's not the case.
Yeah. You got to have that cash liquidity, right?
Yep.
I had to think for that word because that's not something I know a lot about. So do you have your dad's personality? Because to be a salesman, you got to be an outgoing person, right?
Yeah, I think I have my dad's personality in the sense that he's just always going to put, he always taught us that hard work always pays off. Mm-hmm. So if it doesn't work right away, you got to keep cracking it until it finally opens up.
Yeah. What about your mom? What does she do?
My mom also works for in accounting.
Okay.
Almost. She helps accountants with her work. And I just think that she likes the numbers too.
Yeah.
Like she's a type A person. She always wants to be right. She always wants to do it the best she can. And
yeah.
I think I get a little bit of that from her.
Yeah. So how has that helped you then find success on the ice and in the classroom?
I think the biggest part is just trusting the process. With math, like we talked about, if you follow the right process, you're going to get the answer that you desire. And it's the same. If you just follow the process, put the work in every day, chances are you're going to get where you want to go.
Have you ever butted up against that not being the case?
Yeah, you always, it's more of a mental thing, but you always feel like you can be doing better.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just got to push that out and just know that what you're doing is the right thing to be doing.
Sure.
But yeah, there's obviously a time where you can kind of hit a wall or you feel like you're not doing what needs to be done. And that's when you just got to dig down and find another gear. Keep going.
How do you find that extra gear?
I think usually it comes from taking a step back, acknowledging that you're not in that mental headspace that you usually are when you're growing and you're thriving.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I like talking to my dad or my little brother and just gaining some perspective.
Okay.
Like, look at where you are now. Look at what got you there. Kind of get back on the horse.
Yeah. It's easy to lose that perspective, right?
Right.
Like you see yourself every day until you see that picture of yourself from a year ago or see those stats from a year ago. It's hard to realize how much you've grown or changed.
Yeah. I think one big thing my high school coach told me when I was in Omaha and I was struggling a little bit, I talked to him. He said, what would Chase five years ago think of you now?
Right.
And I mean, being 19 5 years ago, I'd be 14 and 14-year-old Chase would be smiling and just be like, I want to be you.
Right. Right. That's great perspective, right? Because 14-year-old Chase would have said, wow, you're living in a different city playing junior hockey. Like, right. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's the goal. What was that like moving to a different city? I imagine you had a billet family, mm-hmm. and kind of going from Rogers, where you know everybody and you know it's a good community, to this whole different place with a bunch of people you don't know.
Yeah, I love my billet parents, and my billet parents made it feel like home. Mm-hmm. Like sitting down every night for dinner with the billet family and my billet brother,
yeah.
my billet sister. You felt really comfortable. And then the Omaha organization, all the billet families in the front office and the coaching staff, we were just such a close group because everyone worked in the same building. Like, it was a true organization. Mm-hmm. So you got to know everyone really well, and you felt really comfortable and welcomed.
Yeah. Fun to be around a bunch of different kids from different communities and cultures and everything coming together.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That was the first exposure I had to it. And you really got a sense for it's not just Minnesota hockey,
right?
Which was a huge eye opener, but I loved it. Yeah. I loved the guys down there, and it was such a good time.
What was the biggest difference? Because Minnesota loves hockey, and there's a culture to it, right? A way that it is played. There's some rules or unwritten rules, what have you. And then all of a sudden, the way that maybe Canada plays it is a little different, North Dakota, et cetera. What were some of the biggest differences?
In the USHL, the biggest difference I found from high school hockey was faster. Guys are a little bit older, mm-hmm. and then it's more structured than high school.
Okay.
You got to have systems. You can't just go out there and play the way you feel.
Right.
You got to go out and play the team game.
Yeah, is it translate then, I would imagine, to college as well?
Oh, yeah, it gets more structured as you go up.
Yeah.
Teams are a lot better. They rely less on individual, and it's about the collective. And if you really want to be on a successful team, you got to buy into what the coaches are telling you and trust it.
Yeah. How did you get started in hockey?
I think I started when I was about 4.
Okay.
Just little knee hockey in the basement and then getting on skates just like any other Minnesotan kid.
Yeah, you've been on skates for as long as you can remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite memories from growing up playing?
I think the best memories I had growing up, street hockey. I always loved playing street hockey because once the ice is gone, you can't skate, but you can play street hockey all summer long.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Did you ever get stuck in goal?
No, he always made my little brother play goalie.
Is your little brother a goalie now, or does
no? He's a forward now.
No, okay.
He wants to score the goals.
Yeah, that's right. That's funny how that works. There's some psychology in there for sure. So you are a draft pick of the New Jersey Devils. Take us through when you first found out that maybe that was going to be a possibility, and what that day was like finding out that you were drafted.
It kind of started when I was in Omaha. I had been looked at throughout the high school season, but it's pretty hard to get drafted out of high school,
mm-hmm.
just because, like I said, it's not as structured as a professional game would be, so it's really hard to scout out talent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Omaha and played really well down there to end the year, and that's when things kind of kicked up. And then my coach in Omaha says there's a big chance you'll get drafted, so just keep working and having interviews every day and talking to scouts. And then when it did finally come, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Spending that time with my family and just being back home was super special.
Yeah. So what does that mean for those who don't know? Because it is a little different, right? It's more of a draft and follow in the NHL. And so now is the follow portion of the drafting process. What is that like?
Just keeping in touch with development coach. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He always has clips for me. He's always pointing out little things that I can be working on to get better if I want to be a professional hockey player. So just keep trying to get 1% better every day and hopefully end up playing for them.
Yeah. This season has been an interesting one. Not only do you join midstream, but then there's a ton of injuries, right? How has the team dealt with that? Because that's your third year. It's already an uphill climb because you're trying to catch up to the rest of the D1. And then you're dealing with injuries. I mean, that's got to be even harder. How did you guys handle all of that?
Well, it's just next man up attitude. I mean, you can't feel sorry for yourself. I mean, guys are going through really painful injuries, having surgeries. You obviously feel for them, but in the competitive aspect, it's just got to be next man up because the other team in the other locker room, they don't really care how many guys you have hurt or how many guys you have out. They're gonna walk in and they're gonna want to beat you just as much as you want to beat them.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about it. So, with this short amount of time, so you came onto campus when was it? December, January?
Yeah, I think it was right before Christmas, the first time I got on campus, and then we had that little break.
Yeah.
And then I was playing on the 29th.
So you've been on campus for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have that perspective? Like you talked about how would 14-year-old Chase would think of 19-year-old Chase. Have you had a chance to have that perspective from what this program has gotten to and where they are going into now the postseason for the CCHA?
Yeah, I just think being in the room with the guys, you can tell they've been through a lot. They've seen a lot, especially the transfer guys. They bring so much experience into the locker room. And this perspective comes from, yeah, we're just getting started, but we want to win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one wants to wait to win. You want to win now. And the guys show up and they put the work in every day because we expect to win. You got to have that attitude if you want to be a Division I program and do well in the postseason.
True or false, goalies are just different.
True.
Okay, so tell me how that is true, because I believe you. I think it is true also, but you got to have some good goalie stories.
Yeah, I mean, goalies, you have to have a different mindset to want to stand in that net and just take shots all day. But I've had some really, really awesome goalies, and I think at St. Thomas, we have some of the best in the country.
Yeah.
They're all so different. And just the way you can describe them can be so, so different.
Yeah.
Like Trotter's one of the most athletic goalies I've ever seen. Sibes is probably the best positionally sound goalie I've seen. And then Praz is just big. He takes up a lot of net. It's hard to beat him straight up.
So as a defenseman, then, what does that relationship have to be like between the goalie and the defenseman and communication?
It's a lot of trust. You got to trust one another because when you go back for a puck, you want to be on the same page, and you want to be on the same page when puck's coming through. Trotz does a really good job of talking you through different things because
mm-hmm.
he sees it different than you see it. And if you want to be successful, you got to work together, and I think it's been awesome.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about campus, being on campus. I don't know how much of a chance you've had to absorb it. You might not have even had a chance to get to a different Tommy sporting event, have you?
I did get to go to a basketball game over J-term against North Dakota State University.
Yeah, okay.
That was a sweet game to go to.
Yeah, that was a fun one. They had a strong comeback at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite sport outside of hockey?
I like golf a lot.
Okay.
If I was going to go play a different sport, I'd probably want to play golf.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to watch the Tommy's baseball this spring.
Yeah. It's mostly, are you excited? Are you a Twins fan as well?
I am a Twins fan.
Yeah. And did you play any other sports growing up?
I played lacrosse until I got to high school, and COVID kind of windled me out because I wanted to focus on hockey. And then I played golf, and then I got into tennis my junior and senior year of high school.
Okay. How are you as a tennis player?
Pretty good doubles player. Singles is pretty tough.
Yeah, a little different, right? What about golf? What do you shoot usually?
I'm probably low 80s.
Yeah.
Nothing special. My brother and my dad are really good players, so I always try and compete with them, but they're usually pretty better than me.
Low 80s is really good. I mean, you're better than most golfers.
Yeah, we got some sticks on the team, it sounds like, so I'm going to try and compete this summer with those guys.
Yeah. Sounds like you just need a little competition and then you're good to go.
Yeah. Competition, my bread and butter.
That drives you a little bit. All right. So when does your competition, your need for competition get the better of you?
I think it gets the better of me when it gets pretty heated.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best trash talker. And usually the guys can get under my skin pretty well. So if I can stay in my zone, competitive nature is good, but once I start trying to play someone else's game, then I'm done.
You got to be in that weird little spot where you can just tune out the stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you. That can be a little bit tough. All right, so best place on campus. Do you have a favorite spot to go?
Oh, that's tough. I like the arc. Mm-hmm. Hanging out in the arc's pretty cool. Seeing all the sports culture and.
Yeah.
I like the hot tub and cold tub a lot.
Yeah, those are good spots to be. Do you have a favorite professor so far?
Professor Itkin for my music, comedy, film, soundscapes class.
That is a heck of a class.
Oh, it's awesome.
What goes on in that class?
So it's pretty much about learning the combination of music and film to create comedy.
Interesting. So how many different films and stuff have you guys watched? And
we're just getting to picking our film for our final presentation.
Okay.
So we just learned about music and then separating it from film and the functions of music and film. I'm really excited to watch my film and analyze it.
All right. Are you a big comedy guy? Like, what's your favorite film genre?
Oh, I like action.
Action, yeah.
Big James Bond fan.
Yes. James Bond is really good. The old stuff or the new stuff?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah. He is intense, man.
Oh, yeah.
He brings, like, a super intensity to that. Although, which one is it? It's the beginning of one of, I can't remember which one, but like the train blows up and he just like lands on the part of the train as it falls off and he kind of straightens his tie.
I don't remember which one, but I've seen them all and I love them.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite movie series.
Yeah, that's such a boss move. Have you gone back and watched the old ones as well?
I watched GoldenEye right when I got onto campus and we had a lot of downtime. That one was a good one.
Yeah. It's interesting to see how much they have changed. Like they are truly, if you want to see how far our culture has come, go back and watch some of those old James Bonds and how it's changed since then. Favorite food?
Favorite food? I'd have to say chicken parm.
Okay. So do you ever submit a chicken parm picture to Buchagross with ESPN? Because he's a big chicken parm guy, right?
No, my dad makes a really good chicken parm, though.
Yeah?
Super good.
Okay. Are you guys have that on your side of the family? Is there some Italian in
no,
there?
No, there's not. It's just my dad likes to cook and do different things, and I wanted chicken parm pregame one day, and he made it, and he's just crafted and perfected it.
Okay. So now is that the go-to? Like, have you learned how to cook it?
No, I haven't done it in a long time, but I know how to do it. It's pretty simple, but something about my dad making it, it's just awesome.
There's something about food that you don't have to cook that I think it makes it even taste better.
Yeah, so good.
What about a favorite television show, or what are you streaming right now?
My roommates and I we're going back and rewatching Band of Brothers.
Okay.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. What do you do on the bus? I would imagine there was quite a few bus rides in the USHL, and there's some long bus rides in the CCHA. What are you doing on the bus to keep yourself entertained?
In Omaha, I was doing a lot of reading, just trying to keep my mind working, listen to music. But for the Michigan Tech bus ride that we just got off of, it was a lot of schoolwork.
Yeah, that's right. You got to balance that in too. When you do choose to read, what are you reading?
I like reading books about philosophy, stoicism.
Sure.
Ryan Holiday's been a good go-to author for me recently.
Okay. Is he the Daily Stoic guy?
Yep.
So Meditations by Marcus Aurelius and all of that. Mm-hmm. What is it about stoicism that speaks to you?
It's just really common to find it in everyday life. Mm-hmm. The Daily Stoic, just reading it every morning, just one page, and you can relate it pretty quickly to your life. It doesn't take a lot of analysis or stuff to break down. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. And it helps you keep those guys trash talking out of your head.
Yeah,
right?
It helps you stay in between your ears for sure.
Yeah. As you still have a long way to go, right? You still have at least a couple more years, and who knows if the devils come knocking on your door when that will happen. But when you look ahead to Chase at the age of 22, 23, whatever it is when you leave, what do you want your legacy to be here at the University of St. Thomas?
I want to have helped build a foundation. I think the bricks here, we have them on our T-shirts. The goalies have them on their helmets. I want to be a part of that culture here at St. Thomas. Lay the foundation for the new rank, for the new culture that has been brought here. Just be a part of that foundation is something special.
Yeah. Chase, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for taking your time to chat with us. Best of luck going forward.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.